that's a people think that 1984 was just some kind of a novel that was written, but it's not happening. But this whole idea of the state brainwashing people to a certain way of life, maybe not exactly like it is there, but a certain way of thinking, that's going on. Secular school, no God in school, evolution is the norm, materialism is the only way, consumerism is the way of life. It's brainwashed. Everyone's brainwashed. And they don't really quite see that. Even the devotees who go to who went to school, who are part of the system, they just they want to do what other religions have done, which is just to merge in with that brainwashing system, where Srila Prabhupada's idea was start from the very beginning, change the whole education, change everything, because it's inevitable. If you're part of this type of education, politics, social lifestyle, then the effect is, it will be there. Some things English speakers. About what?
Writing. Because sometimes I find myself in a situation that I have to write about Krishna. For example, I graduate in the Bhakti University and I have to write a thesis. And I would like to get suggestion from Guru Maharaj how to write about Krishna or Krishna conscious topics.
Well, it's a long story, but I don't think I'm a very good writer. I learned the hard way by doing what you're not supposed to do. But certainly the basic of writing is to have a vaslat, to have a framework where all the points are there, down before you can't write. You can't just start writing all of a sudden. There has to be a framework, and then especially when it's things that need to be supported, then all the references also worked out, and then when you're just putting the different points of the framework together, that then makes I wouldn't say makes writing easier. I said it's the only way to write. Otherwise, you just start writing out of the blue on a subject doesn't work very well. Someone has to actually think through all the logical sequences and then meditate on it, because very often other things come up. It takes time for things to really gel or for things to mature, thoughts to mature, things to come out. And I know that very often after I've actually finished writing something, then I get all kinds of other ideas, and then I want to put them in. Although usually if it's already gone off to the editors, and but sometimes I do that, I just have to send something else off, because it was a good idea or another good reference or some other point. So planning is sort of the real beginning. And of course, for us, writing means reference. That things should be referenced. There always has to be some authority for what we're saying, either direct or indirect, or it can't be just what we're thinking. Something about that. But Prabhupada wanted everyone to write. He wanted all devotees to write because, not necessarily because everything needs to be published, although there's no obstacle to that. But because writing is bhajan, and it really makes you focus on things and makes you research on things in a way that the person you don't do otherwise. So when you have to write on a topic, then you really have to research that topic in a way that you don't do when you're just reading. When you're just reading, it's more of a passive activity. And writing means studying. It means you have to study a topic, you have to resolve all kinds of different things. Just like I'm writing on, right now I was writing on Krishna showing the Brijbasis the spiritual world at the Kura Ghat. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And they all say different things. Oh, yeah, Bhagavatam. And the other one is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura's Tika. Everyone says that when Krishna went, first he showed them Brahman, then he showed them Vaikuntha, then he showed them Goloka. So they make that statement, but then when they describe it, then Kavi Karnapur, he just talks about what they saw in Brahman, and then that's all. Then Srimad Bhagavatam talks about Brahman and Goloka. And Garga Samhita just talks about seeing Vaikuntha. And who else? And Jiva Goswami, he just talks about Goloka also. So then you have to figure this out, what's going on here. And then there's also Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's commentary that's also there, and then they make some little statements, and then then in Bhagavatam it says that he saw the personified Vedas were glorifying Krishna, and there's no mention of anybody else. And who's that? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura says that they didn't see any They didn't see any other people in Goloka. And Jiva Goswami says that they saw people in Goloka. So then it's not just so easy, or just write down the story, because then how do all of these things come together? They can write different things because they're acharyas, but then we can't. We need to be able to do things in ways that sticks together and stands up to scrutiny. So then you really have to study, and then you have to think. And writing really makes you think. And that's a good thing, because that's what we were talking about before, brainwashing. Modern society doesn't want you to think. That's the whole basis. Everything's been thought out. Who you are, what you are, what you should be, what you should learn, how you should live, how you should die. It's all been thought out, and just fit into the wall. Just be a brick in the wall and don't make any waves.